Now the formula says, dependent on this ignorance, this avidya, this spiritual unawareness, arise what are called the sanskaras. Sanskaras literally means preparation or set up. We saw this last week. We saw also that the word stands for volition, acts of will. Here it stands more for the aggregate of those mental conditions which, under the law of karma, are responsible for the production, for the, or preparation or setting up, of the first moment of consciousness in the so-called new life. In this context, that is the context of the 12 Nidanas, the word sanskaras is often translated as karma formations. Now, when it appears in the context of the five skandhas, the five aggregates, it isn't so translated. It's usually translated there as volitions. But here it's translated as karma formations. All those mental conditions which, as I've said, under the law of karma, are responsible for producing the first moment of consciousness in the new, or so-called new, life. Essentially, one may say, they are acts of will connected with different states of mind. These states of mind can be either what we call technically skillful or unskillful. Buddhism, in its original texts, usually avoids words like good and bad. It uses instead skillful or unskillful. The unskillful mental states are those dominated by greed or craving, by hate, and also by mental confusion or bewilderment. And the skillful mental states are those which are the opposite of these, those which are dominated instead by generosity, by love, kindness, and clarity of mind. All of these can, of course, be expressed through body, through speech, and through mind. Now, those volitions which are based in, or rooted in unskillful states, that is to say, states of craving or hate or mental confusion, result in what's popularly called in a bad rebirth. And those which are based on skillful states, those volitions which are based on skillful states, that is to say, states which are dominated by generosity, by love, and by clarity of mind, result in what we usually refer to as a good rebirth. But it's important to note here that Buddhism regards both of these as ultimately rooted in ignorance. Buddhism would say that desire for a good rebirth, or even working towards a good rebirth, is just as much a product of ignorance in the spiritual sense as working towards a bad one. Because rebirth isn't the goal of Buddhism, not even a good rebirth. The goal, one may say, is a complete emancipation of the mind or of the consciousness, or whatever one likes to call it, from the round of conditioned existence itself, from the round of birth and death and rebirth. The texts give very often a rather pointed comparison for the relationship between ignorance, that's to say the first Nidana, on the one hand, and the sanskaras, or karma formations, on the other. They say that the state of ignorance is like the state of drunkenness. The state of spiritual unawareness is like the state of drunkenness when the mind is overpowered with drink, with alcohol. And the sanskaras, the karma formations, are like the actions which you perform in that state. So in effect, the Buddha is saying that most people in their ordinary everyday actions, even their so-called conventionally religious actions, are no better from a spiritual point of view than drunken men or women behaving foolishly in various ways. That's really the state of most of us. We've often heard it said that we're asleep, but now the Buddha is telling us we're drunk, which is worse. It would be difficult to say. We're drunk because we're overcome, as it were, by the spiritual unawareness. And everything we do, everything we say, everything we think, is the product, in one way or another, of that spiritual unawareness. Just as when a man is drunk, whatever he says, whatever he does, whatever he thinks, might seem very wise and very clever to himself, but it's just the outcome of his drunkenness, the expression of that. So in the same way, we may do all sorts of things, may speak, may think, may indulge even in all sorts of charitable activities, all sorts of conventional religious practices, but it's all the outcome, basically, ultimately, of spiritual unawareness. This, we may say, is a rather sobering thought.